Tony Allen's with me. Tony's been keeping a close eye on all the rural news happenings around Australia today. Tony, more grain in the news, but it's not GrainCorp this time.
No, this is real grain, actual grain, and it's looking good. ABARES, the commodity forecaster, has given us its latest prediction on how much grain Australia will harvest this summer. A lot of it's already been harvested. And it's very good, the forecast. The winter crop forecast is to be 12% higher than last year at 42 million tonnes. And it's largely because Western Australia and South Australia have had ripper seasons for grain farmers. The production in both states is up between 33 and 36% on last year. Conditions in Western Australia in particular apparently have been terrific. However, the downside is, as we know, there has been drought and frost hitting New South Wales and parts of Queensland, and that has brought production down there. It's going to bring canola production down from last year as well, overall. But still, it's one of the best canola productions on record, and overall, it's pretty good, thanks to the West.
Yeah, okay, good news for WA and South Australia in particular. Not so good news, though, if we look at what's happening in the livestock markets at the moment, the sale of cattle in particular.
Yes, we were talking yesterday about sheep being sold off in great numbers in Western New South Wales. Well, in Southern New South Wales, even further down the continent, they had the biggest yarding of cattle for the year at Wagga Wagga sale yards yesterday. They sold just over 5,700 cattle, and they expect more to be sold off in big numbers in the lead up to Christmas. Wagga region has had only 5 millimetres of rain in November, the driest November for about 30 years. So James Tierney from the Riverina Livestock Agent says he's not surprised farmers are selling.
A big rain in the north, especially through Queensland, but right through the eastern states, I think you'd see cattle get pretty dear. And I think a lot of people realise that, but probably just can't hang on for financial reasons and feed also. It's getting pretty dry, especially to the east of Wagga.
Okay, a lot of the drought news you've brought us has been from much further north in New South Wales and even into Queensland, so that's a long way south now. If you're selling lambs, though, if you're a farmer and you've got lambs to sell, the news is a bit better.
Yes, there was a drought earlier this year in New Zealand, and New Zealand is our big competitor when it comes to selling lamb on the world market. Mm-hmm. So that's going to affect production in New Zealand by about 10%. And that's going to help Australia. And fat lamb prices, or to give it its politically correct name, prime lamb prices, are expected to increase over the next 6 months. And Tim McRae, an economist with Meat and Livestock Australia, says Australian producers got plenty of lambs around at the moment, and we're in a good position to capitalise on the increased demand for our exports.
The lower dollar makes our product more competitive into all the markets, so that does tick some boxes that buyers in overseas markets are more likely to be looking at Australian product. And also the quality and the supply and reliability of Australian product for the next 6 months should be still fairly robust.
So let's just hope we get nice pasture over summer, enough rain to keep the lambs fed.
Yeah, well, that's good news to end things on.